This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. I welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail, of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project, Hayyakumullah. Another beautiful Wednesday evening, and another one of our majalis, majalis of dhikr, majalis of ilm, majalis of ahadith of the Rasul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, we begin tonight slightly late due to the live broadcast, Hayyakumullah, but nonetheless, we will try to cover up, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, our current series, the 40 Ahadith of Imam An-Nawawi, rahimahullah, that great Shafi'i scholar, that muhaddith, that alim, that zahid, that usuli, that faqih, that muhaddith, that great scholar of al-Islam, who authored that simple book, 42 Ahadith. Why did he select those Ahadith? Because your deen, O brother, O sister, revolves around those 42 Ahadith, walhamdulillah. Understand them, then you would have understood the religion of al-Islam. We discussed Hadith number 1, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. We dissected Hadith number 2, the Hadith of Jibreel. We discussed Hadith number 3, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, listing out the 5 pillars of al-Islam, walhamdulillah. We discussed the matter of salah in great detail. We spoke about the matter of hajj and fasting in the month of Ramadan. We also went into a tangent with regards to zakah and contemporary issues with regards to zakah. Matters that one should bear in mind when one is put in charge of distribution of zakah, when one is a collector of zakah, when one is the payer of zakah, even from the point of the recipient, walhamdulillah, many contemporary issues related to that. We discussed those matters in great detail, masha'Allah, tabarakallah. And lastly, we concluded that hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we now move on to hadith number 4 in the series of 42 ahadith. What is this fourth hadith in this collection, brothers and sisters? Hadith number 4, dealing with the creation of the human being in one's mother's womb, subhanallah. What's the development? What's the stages of development, masha'Allah, tabarakallah? Our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has left us with information with regards to that, with regards to those processes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the noble Quran has also mentioned the various stages of development, the development of that fetus in the womb of the mother. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, without any further ado, we move on to this hadith number 4, insha'Allah. An Abi Abdul Rahman, upon the authority of who? Upon the authority of Abu Abdul Rahman, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an. MashaAllah. We all know this companion. We've heard his name many, many times, MashaAllah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an. He was the 6th individual to embrace al-Islam. SubhanAllah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is within that first 10. In fact, he is number 6. Imagine being the 6th individual to embrace Islam, subhanallah. What an honor, what an honor. This Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he migrated to Abyssinia and later on he migrated to Medina al-Munawwara. So he was based here on our continent. He was based in the continent of Africa. He was there in Habasha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent many of the Sahaba to that king, the king of Najashi, the area of Abyssinia. Why? He was a Christian man, but why send the Sahaba Muslims to live under his control? Because he was a just king, subhanallah. Look at the quality of justice. That was the first instance of Muslims living as a minority in a non-Muslim populace. The Muslims, the Sahaba there, they were living as a non-Muslim minority, brothers and sisters, subhanAllah. But what was the reason? The reason was because that ruler was a just ruler, even though he was Christian. We know later on, mashaAllah, and Najashi is the title given to the ruler of Habasha. So you have Najashi the first, Najashi the second, etc., etc. Like you have Caesar the first, the second, etc. And one of those Najashis, he embraced Al-Islam. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, this Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, what was his kunya? Abu Abdul Rahman. He was the father of Abdul Rahman. So most likely he had a son by the name of Abdul Rahman. Thus he was called the father of Abdul Rahman. And he was also called Ibn Ummi Abd. Ibn Ummi Abd. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had mentioned once that you people go and learn the Quran from four individuals. Go and learn the Quran from four individuals. Learn from who? From Ibn Ummi Abd. From Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Learn it from Salim Mawla Abi Hudayfa. Learn it from Ubay ibn Ka'b, subhanallah. Learn it from Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiyallahu ta'ala an. Imagine the Rasul saying to the people that you people go and learn the Quran from these four. They recite it as it was revealed to me, subhanAllah. What an honor, what an honor. And we know that Abu Bakr and Umar, they raced off to go and pass on these glad tidings to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Who won the race? None other than Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. This Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he narrates 848 ahadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We find that the scholars, the biographers, many a times they mention the four Abdullahs. The four Abdullahs. Is this Abdullah ibn Mas'ud from that Abadila al-Arba'? Is he from that Abadila al-Arba'? No, he is not from the four Abdullahs. Why? I mean, he's older than them. Yes, that's the reason he was left out from being from the four Abdullahs. There are these famous four Abdullahs: Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Az-Zubair, and Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. Four of them were around like the same age. And so they lived much longer, much later than this Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he passed away in the year 32 AH, whereas the other Abdullahs lived much longer lives, and people benefited from them from the point that they had many, many students. Whereas Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he died much earlier. So he is not regarded as being from the four Abdullahs. In fact, he was passed away before those four Abdullahs. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, O male and female servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, famous companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once saw individuals, you know, like maybe teasing Abdullah ibn Mas'ud due to his like calves and his ankles were very, very thin. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions to those people that those calves, etc., you are mocking him with regards, they are heavier in the scales than the mountain of Uhud, subhanallah. Famous companion, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu ta'ala an. So what does he narrate? What does he say? He narrates, حدثنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الصادق المصدوق. Subhanallah, what is this? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he narrated to us, he mentioned to us, and he is the Sadiq, the truthful, and he is the one who is to be believed. He is the Sadiq, the truthful, and he is the one who is believed. Why did Abdullah ibn Mas'ud mention this? Usually when the Sahaba mention, they say, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حدثنا, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told us such and such, أخبرنا, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed us about such and such. But it's not the norm for them to say that the most truthful one said and the one who should be believed said. So why did Abdullah ibn Mas'ud mention this for this hadith? His other hadith, he never discussed it and mentioned it and began it like this. Why specifically this hadith, brothers and sisters? The answer, because this hadith here contains information with regards to the development of that fetus. and people didn't know about this matter. How are we going to know what's happening there? How are we going to go? How are we going to know about the stages of development? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is informing us about this matter, which is from the ghaib, informing us about a matter of the unseen. Yes, maybe today you have your scans and you can be able to ascertain, but during that time, no scans. During that time, no scans. And so the Prophet sallallahu informing them about a matter of the unseen. That's why Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is saying that he is the truthful and the one who must be believed. Because somebody might say, oh, you know what, these are fairy tales. This is a matter, where did the Prophet sallallahu get this information from, etc. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, like trying to preempt them, that remember, he is the most truthful, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember, he is the one who must be believed. He is Sadiq al-Masduq. What did he say, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Inna ahadakum, verily, any one of you, inna ahadakum yujma'u khalquhu fi batni ummih, that any one of you, that each one of you is brought together in the mother's womb, in your mother's womb, يوماً أربعين يوماً, for 40 days. ثم يكون علاقة مثل ذلك. You are in the form of a نطفة. Then you are in the form of an علاقة. ثم يكون مضغة مثل ذلك. And then you are in the form of a مضغة. And we will discuss the meanings of all of that. You are like a نطفة. نطفة. And then you are like an علاقة. Then you are like a مضغة. Subhanallah. مثل ذلك ثم يرسل إليه الملك, and then the angel is sent to you, فينفخ فيه الروح, and he blows into you the soul, blows into you the ruh, the spirit, the soul, ويؤمر بأربع كلمات, and he is ordered to write down four matters, the angel is ordered to write down four matters, بكتب رزقه, to write down your rizq, your sustenance, how much you're going to get, how much, etc., write down the matter of your sustenance, وأجله, your age, how long will you live, how long will you live, your lifespan, وعمله, your actions, good, bad, evil, whatever is going to be, وشقي أو سعيد, whether you are going to be happy in this world, whether you are going to be wretched in this world. فوالله الذي لا إله غيره, لا إله غيره. And then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taken this oath by Allah, other than whom there is no God, there is no deity. Verily, one of you behaves like the people of paradise. إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, one of you does the deeds of the people of Jannah. حَتَّى مَا يَكُونَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٌ, and there's between him and paradise only an arm's length away. Subhanallah, he's so close. فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فَيَدُخُلُهَا, and then what happens, subhanallah? A handspan away from paradise, and then that which had been written for him overtakes him, and then he behaves like the people of the hellfire and enters into the hellfire. وَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ, and maybe any one of you does the deeds of the people of the hellfire. حَتَّى مَا يَكُونَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٌ, and there's only a handspan between him and the hellfire. فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابُ, and then the book gets the better of him, and he does the deeds of the people of Jannah, and he enters into Jannah. رواه البخاري ومسلم. Subhanallah. This hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari, by Imam Abu Dawood, by Imam al-Tirmidhi, by Imam Ibn Majah and others. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. They are also supporting narrations from Anas ibn Malik, Jabir ibn Abdullah, Abdullah ibn Umar, and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So this hadith, in summary, general comments, it deals and describes the creation of the human being in the womb of the mother. It also deals with the coming of the angel to that fetus, writing down of four matters, your taqdeer, your destiny, your predestination, those matters. It also talks about maybe a person is close to Jannah, but subhanallah, he ends up in the hellfire. Maybe an individual is very, very close to the hellfire, but he eventually enters into paradise. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we will discuss the details of this hadith, insha'Allah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the first matter, with regards to the wording of this hadith, there is an issue. Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah mentions here 40 yawman nutufa. The word nutufa here at this juncture. There's an issue because subhanallah, and he states that this hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari and others, but if one opens up in Sahih al-Bukhari, one does not find this word nutufa in any of those narrations at that juncture, at that position. And this has led to a lot of debate amongst the scholars and led to different interpretations of this hadith from the point of when is the soul blown into the fetus? That debate. Is it after 120 days? Is it after 40 days? There's that debate. And this narration or the wording of this hadith has a great play on that matter. For example, if one states, as per the more authentic narrations, that this word nutfa is not found at that juncture, then the meaning of this hadith would be, each of you is brought together in the womb of the mother, the abdomen of the mother, for 40 days. And then it is like a clinging object, during the same period. And then it's a lump looking like it. Then it's like a lump type of flesh looking like it. Lump looking like it's been chewed up during the same period. What this means is, the difference would be that the version that majority of the scholars have used and understood and based their interpretation upon, it goes that there are three stages of this development. The nutfa stage, then the alaqa stage, then the mudgha stage, and that everybody agrees upon. But the duration, each one is 40 days. So 40 days plus 40 days and 40 days. This would equal 120 days. The nutfa stage is 40 days. The alaqa stage, 40 days. The mudgha stage, another 40 days. 120, that's 4 months, subhanAllah, 4 months. Whereas, if one states that this word nutfa is not found there, then technically, the three stages occur within the first 40 days. The three stages occur within the first 40 days. SubhanAllah, massive difference in interpretation. I repeat, one interpretation, and that's the opinion of majority of the scholars. Most of the ulama understood this hadith to mean the three stages over 4 months, equaling 120 days. And they concluded that the soul is blown into the womb after 120 days. 40 days for the nutfa stage, and then 40 days for the alaqa stage, and then 40 days for the mudgha stage. And so, subhanAllah, 120 days. Whereas the other interpretation, and this interpretation also an interpretation of many classical scholars and many contemporary scholars, especially in light of medicine today, they said, no, subhanAllah, rather the nutfa, and then the alaqa, and then the mudgha, each stage occurs within the first 40. And according to them, maybe that the soul is blown into the fetus after 40 days, subhanAllah, after 40 days. And this difference of opinion, brothers and sisters, will have a great effect with regards to the ruling on abortion and with regards to the matters of, aborting the fetus, subhanAllah. If you say 120, life is blown into it, well, then obviously it means that you would be taking the life of this being at when 120 or more. If you say, subhanAllah, life is blown into it after 40 days, then technically 41, 42, 90, 80 days, you cannot abort at all, because this would be killing. This would be tantamount to killing, tantamount to murder. Allah musta'an. So great difference in the two interpretations. And we will touch upon this matter in much more detail, inshallah, when we come to this discussions pertaining abortion. Obviously, there might be valid reasons, there might be invalid reasons. A female might be raped, subhanAllah, and she's been raped 2 weeks ago, and now she finds out 3 weeks later that she's pregnant. She doesn't want this kid, subhanAllah. Many of our sisters in war zones, many of them had been raped. What's the ruling with regards to that? Can they abort? Can't they abort? We will discuss. What if the life of the mother is at stake and the doctors have stated, a group of doctors have stated that you need to abort, otherwise your life is at risk. Allah musta'an. Is there room for abortion? Is there no room? We will discuss insha'Allah. And definitely the understanding of this hadith has an effect with regards to the ruling of abortion. We move on bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud mentions Sadiq al-Masduq. Sadiq means the truthful. Masduq means the one who will believe. Why did he begin this hadith like this? Because it concerns the matter of ghaib, the matter of medicine, etc., etc. Matter that the people didn't really have knowledge about at that time. Remember that from Aristotle's time, people believed that the baby was fully formed in the womb of the mother, fully formed like from day one, and then it just grew in size. You know, there's a fully formed baby there, small miniature baby, and then it just grew in size. Whereas subhanallah, the Quran, medicine tells us that no, rather there's stage development. And this was put forward, you know, as some mentioned, medicine, etc. You know, this was like discovered around 1859. Whereas subhanAllah, the noble Quran, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has indicated to us that there is this, these stages of development, as opposed to the theory that a small tiny creature, baby, just growing in size in the womb. So that's number one. Because this was dealing with the matter of the unseen. So it's called Sadiq al-Masduq. Now we move on, subhanAllah, to the stages of the human development. We find in the noble Quran, Surah Hajj, verse number 5, it mentions three stages. Allah states, Ya ayyuhan nas, in kuntum fi raybin min al-ba'th, if you have doubt with regards to the resurrection, فَإِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُم مِّن تُرَابِ, verily we created you people from dust, ثُمَّ مِن نُطُفَ, and then a nutfa, then you were in the stage of a nutfa. Nutfa is like, like a drop. Jade. ثُمَّ مِنْ عَلَقَ, then you wear an alaqa, something which is clinging on. ثُمَّ مِنْ مُضْغَةٍ مُخَلَّقَ, and then like a formed mudgha. Mudgha is like a morsel of flesh, you know, you bite onto it, etc., and you spit it out. Then you are in the form of this like meat, which looks like it's been like bitten. It's got these indentations on it. Mudgha. وَغَيْرِ مُخَلَّقَ, and unformed, when the female might have a miscarriage. لِيُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ, to put forward things, make things clear for you, subhanAllah. So Allah mentions the nutfa, then Allah mentions the mudgha, then the alaqa, and then the mudgha. The three stages here mentioned in the noble Quran in Surah Hajj, verse number 5. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, we take a short ad break. When we return, we move on to Surah Mu'minun, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions more of those levels, insha'Allah, and stages. Hayyakumullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail, of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project, Hayyakumullah. We continue bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, hadith number 4 of the 40 ahadith of Imam al-Nawawi. And this hadith, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Dealing with what? Dealing with the development of the fetus in the womb of the mother. Also touching upon the matters of predestination, taqdeer, fate, insha'Allah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, the Sadiq al-Masduq, he told us that any one of you, you gather in the womb of your mother. And then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned some of the stages, and we stopped our discussion with regards to Surah Mu'minun, verse number 12 to 14. وَلَقَدَ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ, and we created insan from this teen, from this clay. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطُفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ, and then he turned into this nutfa. فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ, in a safe area. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطُفَةَ عَلَقًا, then the nutfa turned into an alaqa. And we're going to discuss all of these terminologies very soon, insha'Allah. فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً, from the alaqa, one turned into a mudgha. فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا, and this mudgha, this lump, this morsel of flesh, which looks like it's got these indentations of biting on it, this was covered with عِظَام, with bones. فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا, and we covered the bones with flesh. ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر. And then we turned him into another creation. Important part of the verse. ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر. And we turned him into another creation. Many of the scholars of the opinion that this part in this verse, this indicates the blowing of the ruh into, blowing of the ruh into the fetus. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. And glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best of creators. Surah Mu'minun, verse number 12 to verse number 14. We move on, inshallah. We are discussing the stages of the fetal development. يُجْمَعُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He mentions, يُجْمَعُ brought together. Subhanallah, you are brought together in the womb of your mother. What is this bringing together? The sperm and the ovum, the sperm from the male, the ovum from the female, are brought together where? In the fallopian tubes. That's where fertilization takes place. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُجْمَعُ, come together. The sperm and the ovum in the fallopian tubes where fertilization takes place. One sperm out of millions. One sperm out of millions and one egg is chosen. One sperm out of millions and one egg out of many chosen to mature out of those thousands, subhanAllah. Those various eggs, out of thousands of them, one is chosen. Out of millions of sperm, one is chosen. And then they are brought together. This discussion, brothers and sisters, because we want to explain this part about brought together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings it together. That selected chosen sperm, that selected chosen egg, they are brought together, subhanallah. Husband and wife might be together for years, and subhanallah, this fertilization does not take place. Does not take place without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not using any contraception or anything, but no fertilization takes place. And subhanallah, maybe after some time, that permission is given to that one sperm out of millions to fertilize with that one egg out of thousands. And they are brought together, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Brought together where? In the abdomen, in the batn. Technically, the hadith mentions in the batn. Batn would be in the abdomen of the mother. Batn would mean the stomach, the abdominal region. And obviously, the womb of the female is within this region. So if one includes the larger, then obviously the womb is within and included within that. For example, some narrations we do have mentioned the rahim explicitly, mentioned the womb specifically. And subhanAllah, the womb of your mother is called rahim. The womb of your mother is called the rahim. And your blood relations, you call them, and to keep the blood relations, we call the silatul rahim. To, you know, keep the blood relations, you are with your aunt and your uncle and you phone them up and you speak to them, etc. Silatul Rahim, joining family ties. Look at the wisdom, subhanAllah. The womb of your mother is called Rahim, very, very close to the word Rahmah. From the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this occurs. And also, because your brother shared with you the same womb, you show mercy to your brother. Because your own sister came out from where? Came out from that same womb. You and your brother, you and your sister shared that one womb. So you showed that extra mercy to them, subhanAllah. Because both of you were together at one time, or rather both of you emanated, both of you were in that rahim, and so you show rahmah to one another. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, wisdom. For 40 days the hadith mentions. So the first stage is the stage of the nutfa. What is this nutfa? Nutfa is a drop of fluid. The first stage, a drop of fluid. It could either mean that it either remains as a nutfa or it is growing and developing during this period. And the latter seems to be more consistent with science, that it's not just a nutfa, khalas, it's just a nutfa for 40 days. No, rather it's a nutfa and it is growing and developing and turning and moving towards the next stage. And this is more consistent. We find, for example, Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَيُّ تُرَكَ السُّدَى. Does mankind, does man think that he's been just left like that? No order, no purpose, just left like that, neglected. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَن يُتْرَكَ سُدَى أَلَمْ يَكُنْ نُطْفَةً مِنْ مَنِيٍّ يُمْنَى. Was he not a nutfa? Was he not a nutfa, a male sperm? Was he not that drop of fluid which poured forth? أَلَمْ يَكُنْ نُطْفَةً مِنْ مَنِيٍّ يُمْنَى. From the sperm which was poured forth. Important, brothers and sisters, Allah mentions, was he not a drop, a nutfa, the male sperm, from the sperm which poured forth? An indication that there's only a portion of the sperm which eventually reaches and makes connection with the egg, not all of the sperm. And subhanAllah, imagine the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imagine the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passing on info like this. Information found in the noble Quran 1400 years ago. The Quran, what did it say? That from the sperm, some of it went forth. Some of it went forth. Some of it was that portion which eventually fertilized the egg. Not all of the sperm, millions and millions, but only one of them eventually fertilizes the egg. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَن يُتْرَكَ سُدَى. Does mankind think that he was just created like that? Was he not a drop, a sperm from the sperms which went forth? ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقَ فَسَوَّى فَجَعَلَ مِنْهُ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى أَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَى أَن يُحْيِيَ الْمَوْتَى. Allah talks about the stage, the development, etc. Then Allah ends it off with, is Allah not able to bring you back to life after your death? Allah created you from that sperm, created you from nothing. And you say that Allah can't bring you back to life for resurrection? You feel that Allah cannot give you back life after you die? Allah musta'an, Allah musta'an. Surah Qiyamah, verse number 36 to verse number 40. Allah also mentions, وَأَنَّهُ خَلَقَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ إِذَا تُمْنَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the male and the female from the nutfa when it is emitted. The male sperm, remember brothers and sisters, determines the sex of the kid. Yes or no? The male sperm determines the sex of the kid. And the Surah Qiyamah, verse number 36 to verse number 40, proves that only a small portion of the male seminal fluid participates in the forming of the embryo, plus minus 0.5% of the sperm which was ejaculated. SubhanAllah. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also the Noble Quran mentions, then it is like an alaqa. After the nutfa, after the drop of sperm, etc., after the drop of fluid, then it is an alaqa. What's an alaqa? Alaqa is something which is clinging. Mu'allaqa, something which is clinging onto something else. This alaqa, it is that which clings and attaches. We find, for example, between the 7th day and the 21st, there are three processes which take place. Between the 7th and the 10th, the implantation of the blastocytes occur. And after this, we find that this chorionic villi appear from the 13th, the 14th, and they cover up the blastocyte and attach to the uterus, the womb of the female. And then the third part, the connecting stalks connect the embryo proper with the true covering, with the true coverings and the amniotic sac and yolk sac to the outer ball and the chorion. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, this part here, if you had to see it, if you had to describe it, you would describe it, the best word you would probably use to describe it as something like leech-like, something which looks like a leech, something which is clinging. The best word is the clinging of this developing fertilized ovum to the womb of the mother. I repeat, the best word to describe this would be the clinging of the developing fertilized ovum to the womb of the mother. And that's exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it and described it in the Noble Quran. That clinging, that alaqa, that which is clinging. Third stage, the lump looking like it has been like chewed, جيد. The mudghah, something which looks like it's been chewed up. We find during this stage the development of somites occurs, and they have like indentations, like bumps on them. And if you look at it, it looks as if it's a morsel of flesh that has been bitten, that it's got like these indentations of the teeth. Subhanallah. And so that's why it's called mudghah. Mudghah, morsel of flesh which you spit out, and it's got these teeth indentations in it. Well, that fetus at that time during that development with the somites is has these indentations like bumps, and they look just like that, like a poor piece of flesh which has been bitten into. So the three stages: the nutfa, like some fluid, then the alaqa, leech-like clinging, and then this morsel of flesh which has these indentations on them. And then فَيُرْسَلُ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ, then the angel is sent to him. This indicates a special angel, and this is his task, this matter. And he breathes into the individual, the spirit, breathes into him the spirit, the soul. What exactly is the ruh? We know very little with regards to the ruh. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Say that the soul is from the affairs of Allah, and what you have of knowledge with regards to it is very, very little. Imagine, brothers and sisters, the soul, which is found within our own being, we don't really know much about it. We know very little about it. The body, subhanAllah, without the soul is no body, a dead body. Imagine if we cannot really encompass and understand and fathom what the soul is, and it is within our being. Imagine trying to understand the how with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful, but how? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above, but how? Subhanallah, you cannot even understand the ruh within yourself. How can you fathom and understand the how with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the angel blows the soul into the fetus. And when does this exactly occur? That's the multi-dollar question. We find that, as we mentioned, most commentators state after 120 days. Based upon the interpretation of this hadith, that the nutfa, fluid stage, lasts for 40 days. Then the alaqa, clinging stage, lasts for 40 days. Then the mudgha, morsel-like bit into type of flesh, lasts for 40 days. So this will give you a total of 120 days. So majority of the scholars are of the opinion that the blowing of the ruh into this fetus occurs at 120. But this interpretation has some issues. In Sahih Muslim, for example, we have the hadith which mentions that after the nutfa is in the womb for 40 to 45 nights, the angel comes to it. So here the angel is not coming after 120, but the angel is coming after 40 to 45 nights. And this hadith in Sahih Muslim. We find another hadith in Sahih Muslim. When the nutfa passes 42 nights, the angel comes to it. 42. Then we have another hadith. When the nutfa is in the womb for 42 nights, the angel then comes. So we have numbers like 40, 42, 45. Very different from 120. So what's going on? When's the angel coming? When's he blowing the ruh into that fetus? Debate. All of these three above narrations show us that the angel comes after 40, 42 or 45. But subhanAllah, there's also something that must be said. These narrations of 40, 42 and 45 are not explicit that the angel is blowing the ruh at 40, 42 or 45. He comes, but maybe he's writing the other matters. It's not explicit that he's blowing the ruh at that time. So it still doesn't really answer the multi-dollar question, which is, when does the angel blow the ruh into that fetus? Is it at 120? Is it 40? Is it 45? Is it 42? None of the narrations are explicit. There are some weak narrations, yes. There are some weak narrations which indicate 120. But at the end of the day, they are weak. So they cannot be really used as that great proof. We find in the Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Subhanallah, we also find that these ahadith, some of these ahadith prove that all three stages are complete within the first 40 days. This is the other interpretation. That all three stages, nutfa and then alaqa and mudgha, all finish within the first 40. Not 40, 40, 40, but rather within the first 40. Allah states in the Noble Quran, وَلَقَدَ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا. The important past. ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ. And then we turned it into another creation. Another creature. So this, as we mentioned previously, many of the ulama said, this is an indication with regards to the blowing of the soul, but still does not answer when, subhanAllah, when exactly does that occur? Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, ya abdallah, ya amatallah, it seems that time has run out due to the fact that we had started late tonight. Matters out of our control. Ala kulli hal, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we will continue this hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and we will discuss the matters especially pertaining to abortion, maybe some current statistics, some frightening statistics with regards to abortion and the laws here in South Africa and around the globe. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, until we meet again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala record our sitting in our scales of good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us knowledge which is beneficial. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove jahl and ignorance from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an increase of beneficial knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala record our sitting, our studying, our learning, our listening in our scales of good deeds. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hayyakumullah.